Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I am upset you missed the confetti cannon.
I didn't know about the confetti cannon till today. And because I was dead to the world from Sunday, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, all the way till last night at about 7. And so I tried to catch up as best as I could. But guys, an ocean of things, an ocean of takes were had in between Sunday night and last night. And so at one point, I just gave up. And so the first thing that came up was a confetti cannon, and I was like, damn it. I was already like bummed that I missed it because that would have been just so much fun. Flip side, I know you got to have the fun, and that's worth it as well.
Yeah, and Daryl's face was priceless throughout the whole entire thing. So that was enjoyable.
He was like a Make-A-Wish kid you took to Disney World.
He did seem like he had a great time with that. Like, I wish everyone could just relive the moment that I saw Daryl's eyes as he saw the explosion happen and just the excitement attached to it. That was a lot of fun. So anyway, all right. So I mean, I've had 2 days. We've done a lot of Shador takes. We've done a lot of Shador thoughts. We have more thoughts today that we still have to have.
Lavish thoughts.
What was your initial reaction that you weren't able to get off on Monday?
All right. So other than we were right, just for that one, I had this sinking feeling. It turned out it was a flu. I had this sinking feeling on Sunday night. And I will say, in what I know of the narratives that were dispelled after the game, it came true. Again, we were right. The idea that that was the perfect game for Shahaters, and it was the perfect game for supporters. Because there was enough in that game for supporters to go, he's earned the job, he got the win, he made big plays, which Dylan didn't do. And there was enough for the Shahaters to go, but look at the QBR, but look at the pocket play. And I had this feeling. I was like, oh, this week is going to be a bloodbath. Now, again, I don't know what happened on this station or most media, other than apparently Kendrick Perkins was on one. Cool.
He just stays on one.
You get it, buddy. I'll say this.
I want to fill you in because I think I can sense your energy right now. I feel as if you think that maybe it was a tough couple days for Shador and trying to knock down some of the haters. Honestly, it wasn't.
It was like
98% of, oh my gosh, we had somebody that could throw the ball vertical.
Now, is the 2% Lima?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically.
All right.
The 2% is anyone that brought up success rate in the previous 48 hours, a stat that nobody has brought up ever in the history of time, and now they want to bring it up, and a very flawed stat at that, by the way.
Did we bring that up with Dylan Gabriel, or is that just a different stat, or is that the only one he's good at?
It was overwhelmingly positive to the idea that at least somebody threw the ball vertical, and at least you're able to have an extension of an offense that looked like it had life, while acknowledging that it wasn't perfect. There's room there, obvious room there, but it was much better than I think a lot of people anticipate.
Yeah, to the people that wasn't good enough for. Like, it's funny, like, after we, you know, the Raiders game, you get the win. I tweeted out our video, our Guaranteed Gary video from Friday, being like, only one show had the cojones to do it. And, like, two people were like, yeah, took real stones on this one. I was like, no one did that.
There was still a two-win team going into that game.
I heard Armageddon going on for half the shows in this town all damn week long. And as much homers as we were, it was like, I think he'll be better with 1 week with the first team reps. How much better? I don't know. What a bold take that was. Hey, guy who hasn't gotten first team reps and played okay, had a couple okay moments in the Baltimore game, might be tangibly better into his first full start. Wow. And somehow we ended up being the most right. Everybody was a little bit right and everybody was a little bit wrong, but we ended up being the most right with it. Yeah. And most importantly is, like, guys, it's so easy to discount the big plays, especially if you're like the QBR stat. But it is so easy to discount the big plays, but you can't tell me you didn't see hope in Myles Garrett's eyes after the big play right down the field. You can't. And listen, I know we have the reverse problem with Shador that we do with Dylan, right? Again, if you combine those two guys into one megazord of a quarterback, you'd have one hell of a quarterback, right? You don't. But with Shador, you're working from a point that is very raw. And if you can get him 25% better in the pocket by the end of the season, one, I think you're going to go past 5 wins. And two, there's going to be a real conversation about whether you should just ride forward with Shador, give him the full offseason, and draft the best player available, specifically left tackle and wide receiver, in April. And I think that's refreshing. That's a different conversation beyond the greater conversation about Stefanski and Barry and all the other
tributaries.
And
I'm going to be honest with you. I was very happy, and I wasn't surprised, but I was very happy that the result ended up being a lot of people saying similar things that you just said right there. Like, all right, we got nothing to lose. This is now the time to go ahead and let Shador figure it out. Let him go ahead and have some experience, get some reps, see what you can do, and then we can evaluate the quarterback position in the offseason. Like, an overwhelming large number of people said. Now, the only people that didn't were some national people. Locally, everyone was on script. National people didn't. And my plea for the national people was that if they're going to talk about Shador Sanders, you have to then go back and watch every snap of Dylan Gabriel for the previous 6 games.
Yeah.
You have to take in all of those. Because I think why Browns fans got so excited and why it's so universally one-sided in this discussion is because we watched every Dylan Gabriel rep where he absolutely stunk up the joint.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, all of a sudden, this little ground, this little runway that Shador has looks a lot more manageable. Obviously, the Titans game always looked manageable, but like the 49ers game, guys, listen, Brock Purdy as of right now is a better NFL quarterback than Shador is, sure. But Brock Purdy is a wealthy man's version of Dylan Gabriel.
Dealing with the toe injury and coming off a game where he just threw 3 interceptions.
Played like crap. And guys, the one
kind
thing.
Kind of short week.
Jim Schwartz against Kyle Shanahan has turned into the greatest defensive coordinator in the history. There's something about Shanahan and his acolytes. We saw it against Miami as well with Mike McDaniel. There's something that Schwartz has clued in with this style of offense that he's very successful against. Between that, and again, I think San Francisco might have a brain and they might blitz Shador a little bit more. Okay, but now let's see. Can we maintain what you did in your first start, and can we build on it? And I think the next 2 games are they're games you should be incredibly competitive in, and you should have a chance at the very least to split, if not to take the next 2 games. See, I wouldn't have been able to say that a week ago.
I mean, so I came out Monday and I said, Shador's got to start the rest of the season. I can tell that you feel that same way, but there is the part of me in the back of my brain. Like, how much are they waiting this game against the 49ers? Like, I really hope that Stefanski's got it in his head. This is Shador for the rest of the season. But there's a part of me that is nervous about the idea that he goes in against the 49ers. And this, again, we're on a game-by-game basis. He once again is in a spot where he has to prove himself.
So I think he is in a game-by-game basis. I think they're going to make him earn everything. And I think they're going to make sure that whatever spark he lit for those guys in the field, that he can keep the spark lit. It's not how I would handle it, because, again, I've seen enough of Dylan. I saw enough of Dylan before the kid started a game in the NFL. He is
right.
A backup.
Right.
And that's at best. Like, there's a chance. This is the kind of guy that if he just doesn't catch with the right coach, ends up being 2 or 3 years and out kind of guy. Like, he is not a physically talented quarterback. So I would rock with Shador simply from the standpoint of, even if you're not going to be much better, at least it's going to be interesting. Like, how much fun was Sunday? And by the way, it was bad fun. There were a couple moments where I was like, please, God, don't.
You're puking and sick, and you're having probably the best time.
So that wasn't – no, I was puking and sick after a Browns win, which is usually – usually puking and sick for a different reason, yeah, but I didn't even get the fun stuff, right?
If they had lost, it would have been explainable.
But no, I mean, like, I do think they're going to make him earn every opportunity. And I think San Francisco is another opportunity. But could I see them, if he looks poor or if he takes a step back against San Francisco, could I see Kevin Stefanski pulling the blanket from the carpet from out his feet? Of course I could. Yeah. Until they come out and say, he's our guy the rest of the way, guys, we should just take this on a week-by-week basis, whether that's what you and I want or think is the right thing or not.
And I kind of like that, if that is Shador's mentality as well. I kind of like that, too. There was something about, and we had a lot of good stories with Albert yesterday, kind of detailing not only the work that Shador put in, but the urgency that he had to make sure that game was good.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We do have Ross Tucker coming up in about 5 minutes. Ross, his plane got delayed, so he's going to be in the air at his normal time, so he's going to join us in about 5 minutes. Of course, he was on the call for Shador's first NFL start. I had some very nice things to say about Shador, so we'll get his beat on Shador and kind of going forward where the Browns are. We've also got Ashley Bastock at 320. That's where she usually joins us every single hump day. Pete Futek at 5:40 to get you ready for Ohio State, Michigan, and Cash. Love it!
Hate it!
Coming up at 6:30. He's got his picks in for the big weekend, but 216-474-0092. And we do have plenty of Shador comments to the media today that I think you guys are going to be interested in. But are we week to week with Shador? And is that how you think is the best way to go forward if you're the Cleveland Browns? We'll ask that of Ross Tucker in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Our next guest was on the call for Shador Sanders' first NFL start. A win! And did a great job there.
Fantastic
on CBS
job.
Sports. Many people were tweeting, we need more Ross Tucker on these Browns games.
I mean, I'm ready to kick Romo out right now.
I'm not doing it. I was going to start bashing guys that work with Ross. And I'm like, no, you know what? Ross is just great. All right, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow.
That was very professional of you.
Well, and he would enjoy
Ross
it.
Ross isn't on yet.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But he
we
would
can
enjoy
bash
it.
All his
like,
teammates.
Like, if I said Archuleta is such a letdown compared to you, he's going to come on and be like, Adam's a great guy. But secretly, we'll know.
I say just go for the big fish. Ross deserves the $18 million a year,
yeah.
Not Tony Romo.
Yeah, but
it's pretty
way,
obvious at this point.
By the way, Ross's hair is real. All right, no, somebody had to say it. Romo's isn't. That's the implication there. Now, that being said, on the line... His Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Look at that. I went a little Jack Nicholson there. Ross, welcome to the show.
I mean, even when they win, you guys make me nervous as I'm coming on about what you're going to ask me and what trouble you're going to try to get me into.
That's fair. You can just rebuke everything we said, and I think people would be like, yeah, that's fair.
By the way, appreciate the flexibility. I am on my way to Lincoln, Nebraska for Iowa Nebraska Friday on Black Friday, and I think every flight in the world is delayed right now, so I will be in the air for my normal 4:00, but that works out for you guys. You can just replay this interview in like an hour and a half. I would hate to think that people that rearrange their entire Wednesdays for 4 to 4:20 p.m. Eastern time, the level of disappointment and shock and horror. I mean, people revolve their whole holiday schedules around this.
That's very true. Are we on Rayola watch, potentially going to the portal there for Nebraska, Iowa? That feels like the big storyline.
Very interesting. I just saw that on the first flight out here. Certainly, that's going to be something that we ask them about. I will say that the true freshman quarterback, TJ Lateef, is pretty darn good. But Rayola was having a good year before he got hurt. So the fact that the weird part about it is what I read said that the Nebraska officials are bracing for that. I don't really know what that means. I mean, his younger brother, who's still in high school, was committed to Nebraska, and he just decommitted. So maybe that's why they're bracing for it. Like, okay, if the younger brother's not coming here anymore, what does that mean for the older one? I don't know if that... I mean, if they're bracing for it, I guess they think that there's some chance of it. I mean, the crazy thing is the Lateef kid's playing pretty well. And I think right after the UCLA game, his first start, you know, Rule was the first one to say, you don't think Latif's going to get offered a couple million dollars by somebody? I mean, this is just, this is like the new normal for college football and quarterbacks.
All right, Ross, grade it out. How'd you, what'd you make of Shador's first career NFL start?
Yeah, I thought it was really positive, really positive. Probably better than I thought it would be, you know, going into it. I thought he'd be better than he was in the second half against the Ravens just because kind of got thrown in there and, you know, hadn't gotten any of the reps with the ones. The game plan wasn't really designed for him. So I thought he'd be better. What I didn't think, Jonathan, I didn't think he would improve that quickly in terms of not bailing out of the back of the pocket. I mean, he did that all the time at Colorado, and it felt like in 1 week the Browns fixed that. Now, you know, maybe that was just a one-week thing. I will say, I don't know if I said this during the broadcast or not, maybe once, I'm a little surprised the Raiders didn't bring more pressure, didn't heat him up more. It felt like the Raiders played a lot of coverage. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I guess it worked the one time when they kind of fooled him with the edge rusher dropping and they got the one interception, but I was just impressed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
By the combination of how quickly he got the ball out at times, the fact that he was stepping up in the pocket, we had spoken with Joel Bitonio the day before, and he had said that, you know, that they had really hammered that home and that had really been addressed, and something that they really focused on with Shador was like, hey man, you gotta step up. If you step up, we will protect you. We will be there for you. And probably the best I've seen the offensive line play this year, at least in protection from that standpoint. And then even the plays, like, I loved the play to Jerry Jeudy. You know, I thought he was just going to throw it in the flat to Njoku. He just stayed poised, you know, he stayed composed. He kept letting the play out. All of a sudden, Judy's wide open. He puts it on him. Not really exactly sure what Jeudy was doing after that, but I thought that, you know, I thought the throw to Bond is just an incredible throw. He got smashed as he threw that. So you combine the throw to Bond and the throw to Jeudy. Those were two plays that, you know, to your guys' point earlier, that I didn't really see Dillon Gabriel making those type of plays when he was out there.
So with that, Ross, obviously it seems like, because the Browns haven't committed to him for the rest of the season, it seems like he's week to week as the Browns starter. But let's say he gets the next six games to prove himself. What does he need to do in the final six games of this season to at least make it a conversation about whether they go into the offseason with him as the starter and, you know, maybe try to build around him for 1 year as opposed to automatically drafting the best quarterback available next April?
Well, there's three plausible scenarios. One is he plays so well that he's the guy. Two is he plays well enough that he might be the guy, but they're going to have him compete with somebody else because they're not sure. And then the last scenario would be that he does not show enough and they do not think he has any chance to be the guy and they go out and get somebody else. In terms of what he needs to do, this is like one of the things I love about football. I mean, the more games he wins, the less chance the Browns would have to draft his replacement. You know, I mean, he needs to just keep, he needs to keep winning. The more he wins, the harder it would be for the Browns to be able to get up there and get one of the top two or three guys. And if it's not one of the top two or three guys, what are the odds that whoever it is actually better than Shador in the first place? Probably not really good. I would say, in all sincerity, though, probably just continue to make strides, continue to get better. I mean, if you feel like he's getting better every week. I mean, he made major strides, I thought, from the Ravens game to this first start. I'm beyond excited to see what he can do in his second start, you know, but with the caveat that he's going to have a bad game at some point here. He's going to have a couple mistakes. I just think if you're the Browns and he shows continued significant improvement on a week-to-week basis, that's really what you're looking for, because then you get really excited, I would think, about what he could look like with a full off season, you know, with OTAs and training camp and everything, with working with the guys and being the number one guy. I you know, he said several things that I thought were really impressive talking with him. You know, he said he really felt like he was getting back to normal, being the starting quarterback. He was not used to being a backup, and he wants all the pressure on him. And I said, you know, I'm reading all these reports, Shador, that you're cramming for a test. You know, it sounds like you're cramming. He's like, I don't have a choice. This is my opportunity. I have a healthy respect for the way he understood and embraced just how important Sunday was, quite frankly, for like the rest of his life.
So it sounds like you had the conversation with him, and it sounds like you walked away pretty impressed with him as a person.
Yeah, he's an interesting kid. You know, he's young. I guess he's half my age, and have you guys talked to him?
No. We'd like to.
Yeah, I don't know what the best way to describe him would be. He's a little, I think, happy-go-lucky. But he said a bunch of things that really resonated with me. You know, I said to him, you know, how nice was it to be able to have all the reps with the ones this week and throw to the receivers? You know, he said it was nice, but, you know, those are things that take time and it's not going to all be fixed in 3 days. He said, I'm going against two things this week. I'm going against the Raiders and I'm going against time on task, because I don't have that much time on task, but there are no excuses. It doesn't matter. I got to figure it out. I greatly appreciated the fact that he understood just how big the moment was, and that he had a very clear understanding that it was not a perfect situation, but that you're not going to get perfect situations and you have to make the most of the situation that you're given. And then he did. I mean, he went out and he did it, and I give him a lot of credit. I'm excited, really excited to see how he does this week against a better opponent, a bigger game at home. Gosh, that place is going to be rocking, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think there's going to be some tangible excitement there. So I guess going from the Raiders game, there's been one way of cutting down the Raiders game. What an easy win. Obviously, the Raiders fired Chip Kelly afterwards. And so people, some folks, have tried to discredit that. When you look at this 49ers game, how winnable do you think this game is for the Browns with Shador at the helm?
Winnable. Yeah, I would say decently winnable. You know, it's a short week for the Niners. Now they got to go to the East Coast, the 10 a.m. body clock game. And, you know, the Browns defense has been really good all year, but especially at home. And the people are going to be going crazy. What is that thing? I hear it on the TV broadcast. What are people banging during the game at the home games?
I think
you ever hear that?
Yeah, I think it's just the tops, the aluminum tops of the the walkways.
Yes,
because they did that in Carolina too.
I can feel that when I did a couple games in Cleveland. I can feel it and hear it, and you can even hear it. You know, watching the Ravens game, you could hear it on the broadcast. Whatever those people are hitting, and man, it just felt like that defense was flying around. I mean, the reality is, every game is winnable with that defense. You know, to me, the two best defense in the NFL are the Texans and the Browns. And the Browns, you know, I think I tried to hammer this point home, but the D tackles have made a huge difference. I mean, Schlesinger's a star. Like, everybody should be buying Schlesinger jerseys if you didn't already. Schlesinger is a star. But then also, the corners are playing so well. The D tackle rotation has helped Miles and the whole defense tremendously. So because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if they hold the Niners to under 20 points. You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And the Niners are not exactly world beaters on the defensive side of the ball. So this feels to me like a 19-16, 16-13 type of game that could really go either way.
Is there any insight into the defense? One thing I love about when you do these games, you get like background and all sorts of things. Like, you just told us those great Shedeur Sanders story. Is there anything on the defense that you learned in your couple days around the team?
Well, I think he said this publicly, but you know, Schwartz feels like Schlesinger mentally is as a rookie where Ray Lewis was his third year, which is just a ridiculous thing to say. I don't mean ridiculous like as in false, just ridiculous as in a high, high praise, because it's so funny. I do a lot of public speaking, and I always tell them, you know, Ray Lewis is the best player I ever played against, and what makes him especially impressive, I would say when I started against him the one time at center for the Bills, I think Ray Lewis called out what play we were running like half the time. And I came over to the sideline. They're like, Tuck, you got to get Ray. I'm supposed to do like a sweep to the right. Guys, when I snapped the ball, that's back when we didn't have video. We just had like the Polaroid pictures on the sideline. When I snapped the ball, Ray Lewis was a yard off the ball outside the tight end. I took the Polaroid picture thing. I gave it to the offensive line coach. I said, you guys better figure out a different formation or motion or something. You know, I had no chance. And people always think about Ray Lewis. They think, you know, like how fast he was and how hard he hit. To me, what made him so good was he was like the most prepared guy I ever went against. So I think that was one thing that jumped out, the way the D-tackles split. You know what's interesting, too? Just talking with some folks, it feels like the other D-linemen almost know what they have in Miles and that they're rushing. I'm not saying those guys aren't trying to get their own sacks, because they are. But if you notice, like, how often this year has the quarterback been able to run to the right outside away from Miles? It feels like whether it was Alex Wright bull rushing or McGuire, it feels like those guys are doing a better job of keeping, like, I think about Lamar in that game, but keeping the quarterback in the pocket to give Miles a chance to get him. And then these guys can't step up like they used to be able to, because they come at you in waves. I mean, Graham and Malik and Shelby and, you know, they were knocking the crap out of the Raiders' interior offensive line. I think that's the key. It's almost like they're rushing more as a unit as opposed to individually. They're rushing better as a unit than they have previously. And then, I mean, they just have good players. I mean, the corners are really good. Oh, I'll give you one, Jonathan. Schwartz told me before the game that they were going to treat, you know, Bowers as a wide receiver because he doesn't really block at the point of attack that much. You know, he's like a backside blocker. So these other teams treat him as a tight end, and so then he's going against a safety or a linebacker, and he smokes him, whereas Schwartz just said, like, no, you know, we're not calling it 12 personnel. We're calling it 11 personnel. He's a wide receiver. So how many times were the Raiders were trying to throw it to Bowers, but he's matched up against like Tyson Campbell or Denzel Ward? I think, you know, I forget what they call the, you know, assistant coach of the year, but Schwartz should probably be up there for it because he's done a bunch of impressive things. Bringing Schlesinger along this quickly is one, but also just something like that. If something little like that, like, hey, the Raiders' receivers are not very good. Let's treat Bowers like a receiver. That's who they want to throw it to, and let's have Denzel and Tyson cover him, especially if he's split out wide. I mean, those guys were all over him. I think he had like two catches for 20 yards, and he's, you know, he's got more catches his first 2 years than anybody ever.
Ross, happy Thanksgiving, buddy, to you and yours. Of course, enjoy the game, Nebraska-Iowa, this Friday. We appreciate you every single week. You were fantastic on the Raiders game. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you guys so much. Nick, I saw your social post during the game. That meant a lot. You're back number one ranking for the hosts on this show. You're back in the number one pole position. Jonathan would never have posted something as nice as that. So that meant a lot. Oof. Thank you, Nick.
That does hurt.
You're welcome.
Nick always belonged at number one in your hearts anyway.
That's true.
So I'm all right with it, Ross.
It's all right. Later, dudes.
See you, man.
Later, dudes. That was Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Did I pander on social media? You're damn right I did. It happened to be true as well. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross on the fan hotline there will react to what Ross had to say about Shador and the path forward in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The chat caught me on the burrito. It did.
Oh, it saw you eating the burrito?
I think it saw me grab for the burrito, which is a good call that I'm then going to eat the burrito.
So I had to teach Daryl yesterday about the idea that like the chat is there for like 15 seconds before or after we basically do anything. And there's just an understanding of that. Kind of like how last week when I went down to the little bodega downstairs, somebody, when they saw me and they said, oh, Nick's sure having a lot of Doritos this week, isn't he? And I was like, yes, he is. But the fact that you knew that makes me smile. Oh, you missed something. Someone tried to subvert the chat while you were gone. Brilliant move. I wish I could remember the caller's name. So this guy calls on up, and at the opening, instead of being like his just rant on Shador and boom, getting after it, he goes, I was in the YouTube chat, and they were arguing back and forth. And essentially what he did is instead of just getting his point across to the YouTube chat because it thought it would get missed, he wanted to call up into the station so that all the YouTube chat had to hear him firsthand.
That's brilliant.
Genius, right?
That is. And I'll be honest with you, we're here for that level of subterfuge.
It was great.
If you're there, if you're on the YouTube chat, and whether you want to bust my stones on my burrito or Doritos or anything that ends in Ito, Judge Lance Ito, whatever you want, or you just want to go ahead and talk smack to the YouTube chat, here's your chance, 216-474-0092. We said this at the beginning of the show. It is true. We're week to week with Shador. I think it's very obvious. I think if it wasn't that way, for instance, when they went to Dylan Gabriel, they weren't like, we'll see. It was, we're going to go to Dylan for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So the once again, there's a discrepancy in how they handled one quarterback to another. I'm fine with this simply because I think as long as Shador is making 2 to 3 big plays a game, I think he can make a couple. As long as you've got the right split of big plays, the off-script stuff, I think they'll be patient enough with the in-the-pocket stuff that I think they know is just going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm joking with what I'm going to say, but there was a part of me that after he made the Isaiah Bond throw, I said, okay, we can call it a day.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all I needed to see. I think for a lot of fans out there, that way you can call it right then and there. All right, we want to see more. This was much better than what we saw with Dylan. Let's get this thing going.
I really think, though, if he just keeps the big plays going, because, guys, he's so raw from the pocket. And I will say, I think that's the most, what I think is the most fair, I don't want to say criticism, but critique of where he is what do you do in the pocket and what, how often do you go, I hate the word rogue because it's just making off-script plays. I think that's fair. That's an area he has to get better at, and some of that's going to come with a better offensive line. And the offensive line, I think, did play better against Vegas. Now, all this being said, long-winded, sorry. If he keeps those big plays going, and by the end of the season, you say, in the pocket, all he does is get better by 25%. Guys, I don't think the bar is that high. If this was a better draft class, or if our position changes on the draft class, or if you just don't win enough games, because I think that's another angle to this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think Shador has 6 games to make it a very interesting conversation. Do I think he can slam the door shut? You're going to have to go like 5-1 and put up some really insane stats for that to happen. Then that's not a fair thing to expect. But do I think him just continuing to get better and making big plays, is that enough to have a real conversation? Yes, and that's the conversation you want. You want to have the difficult conversation be, well, do we stick with Shador for a full year and build around him? Or do you go to a quarterback in this draft? Because that means you have real options instead of, you want to bring Joe Flacco back?
Right. Or do the other, hey, maybe Deshaun Watson could start next season. That conversation. Like, he's put himself at the forefront of this, and he put himself in the catbird seat. Like this is your job now until you either take it and continue to run with it or you lose it. Like, this is, it's all you could ask for. If you're Shador, this is all you could have asked for. It's like the old line with the guy that won the World Series of Poker in, like, 1983. It's like, all I need is a chip and a chair. That's it. All you need, a chip and a chair. That's all we needed was a chance.
So you remember a chip and a chair, but you don't remember the guy's name?
Don't remember for the life of me. It's this guy in, like, the early 1980s. He had basically...
Call him Reg.
He thought he was knocked out of the World Series of Poker, and then he found a chip. He just found one. He had one chip left somehow, and then he went on to win the World Series of Poker, and his line is, all you need is a chip and a chair.
That's a metaphor for life, folks.
That's it. That's all you need. But you got that chip and a chair, Shador. You got your opportunity.
We all just want a chip and a chair.
That's all you need.
Or... I just want chips in my chair. 216-474.
More Doritos? We're back to Doritos?
I got
to
tell you, Cool Ranch slaps, man. All right, it just hits.
You did have that big blue bag for, like, it felt like a while. Did you look over there hoping one would appear?
Well, no, since you said it, it was like the ghost of my Doritos bag. So it was like, maybe it's still there. It's right there with Sam Darnold's ghosts. Isaac in Shaker, what does Shador have to do to make it a real conversation at the end of the season, whether to go forward with him or draft a quarterback in April?
I think what he has to do is not what you just said. It's not the big plays. I don't think the big plays are really what you're going to measure him by, because we see that he can do that. I think the things that he has to do is the little small things. I mean, the maneuvering in the pocket, the footwork in the pocket, the checking down when he needs to check down and knowing that I can't make this big play because I need to do it and do it for another play because it's not there. And let's just make this play to live for another play. So I don't think it's the big plays that he needs to make. I think it's the consistency in the pocket. I think it's maneuverability in the pocket. Even the check downs or the changing of plays, reading the blitzes a little bit better, getting rid of the ball better, knowing his hot man, hot reads, growing as a quarterback. I don't think it's the big plays because that we know he can make already. So I think it's his footwork. I think it's his reading of the defenses and all this other stuff, which will come in time. And he can do it. I mean, but one thing I said about it, I mean, I've seen the guy now, and I'm hopeful now, and I'm just hoping that he can be consistent in his play now because that's the next step. I mean, because granted, we can't We're not the big play is not always going to be there. Managing the game is always going to be there. Making a consistent play is always going to be there. When the check down, footwork in the pocket, when to step up, and get rid of that pirouette. Okay, that's going to be hard to break because he's been doing it all his life. And quit going backwards. I think he did that last game, but we'll see if he gets some new habit and if he's coachable. And I think he's coachable. I think he's coachable, though. That's showing. That's a lot of ands here, Isaac.
There's a lot of ands and no breaths. Isaac, we appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff there. Sorry, I meant to do this right there. I meant to drop you, not put you on hold. That would have been a D move. I'll put you on hold so you can wait longer. I do think it's funny. I think fans and players love the big plays. And they love the, hey, we might actually have a chance to score on this drive. And the things that coaches tend to love are the least sexiest things on the planet. Things like game operations that Isaac was talking about. But that is the way. Like doing those things even 25% of the way better with as little prep as he got previous as compared to Dylan, I think is a good way to earn the trust of Stefanski or the powers that be long term. 216-474-0092. What does Shador have to do over the final six games, or starting maybe this Sunday against San Francisco, to continue to earn the opportunity to make it a conversation this offseason about him being the starting quarterback for 2026, and from Shador's big game to the game in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.